Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
How do you counteract that old feeling that starts when you discover somebody's done you wrong? First, I suggest you accept the reproof as directly from the Lord, as not indirectly. I've underlined it because I want it to be important. If you take the reproof as a personal offense, you're off target. If you take the reproof as directly from the hand of God for you, you're on your way to focusing in vertically. The second thing I suggest, immediately seek God's strength. I put up here, think offensively, not defensively. And the reason I say that is because our tendency is to defend ourselves when we are wronged, to give four or five reasons to ourselves why we don't deserve such a thing. Someone stopped Billy Graham in England during his great days over there at the arena. I think it was a psychiatrist from London. He said, it's been my experience that if 70% of the people in the mental hospitals of England could find forgiveness, they would be released. Third, consider the other's viewpoint. Do your best to put yourself in his or her shoes and think about what they have said. Why, you may be surprised. Some of it, in fact, may be justified. Completely forgive right then. This is where grudges are set. Grudges come from an unwillingness to look at an experience, a resentment, or a wrongdoing from the other person's point of view. Fourth, stay positive and search for God's lessons. A person who is bitter frequently reveals his bitterness by negative reactions, a critical spirit, a frown, long periods between smiles. Often you scarcely see them laughing. And I'm not saying that life is one big bowl of Jell-O and we walk around and laugh and chuckle our way through it. I'm not the type that tries to make everyone smile on Sunday, you've noticed by now. One thing bothers me no end is a song leader that tries to get everybody to smile. Everybody smile now while we sing this song. And everybody smiles and you smile when you're prompted to smile. You don't have to smile to show that you've got the joy. Sometimes people come to this church absolutely crushed and wounded and bleeding from life. They're not ready to smile. They come for encouragement and help. Life's hard and harsh. Don't rebuke a person because he's not smiling all the time. But there is a difference in not smiling all the time and seldom breaking into a nice, happy grin. You know? A person who is bitter has difficulty doing that. Usually has a poor sense of humor. And often the person may have once had that sense of humor and may be very keen with it, but he can't use it because he has been turned over, in the words of Matthew 18, to the torturers. He is experiencing inner torment.
When you're wrongly accused, you have a choice. You can respond horizontally and focus on the wrong done to you. That response leads to resentment. Or you can respond vertically and focus on God. That response leads to forgiveness.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, The Problem of Resentment, was copyrighted in 1973, and the Slave Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.